EMS Station 105. Morning, sir.
Yes, good afternoon.
Just barely. If you hurry up, it will be.
There he is, 105. It's a nice sign.
There's the one.
All right, I'm here before you this morning, or this afternoon, to request that council approve final change order number 2 and grant substantial completion for Project 1405, Sussex County Emergency Medical Center, South Coastal Station 105. The project bid date was December 17th, 2014. The low bidder was RBCI, Inc. from Eastern Maryland, at an amount of $497,660. Notice to proceed was given on January 22nd, 2015, and substantial completion was issued on June 17th, 2015. One change order has been approved for the amount of $10,000, and a final change order in the amount of $2,035, and 21 additional calendar days is proposed. The information regarding this change order can be found in your packet. The anticipated revised final cost to be $509,695. The warranty date will extend from the date of substantial completion through June 17th, 2017. Punch list items, a punch list of repair and completion items will be complete within the 60-day conditional acceptance period. Many items on the punch list already have been completed. We can go through some of the pictures here. This actually up top here, this says future home, but they actually moved in on Monday yesterday, so we'll be taking this off.
Very
soon.
Cool.
It's a three-bay garage there. Like I said, some of the items still need to be completed. Like, we still need some fabric down right here, some grass to grow.
Kind of cool. Got the
back side of there.
Wow.
Inside the three-bay garage. Office area. Living area. It's the kitchen there.
The bedroom.
No exercise room?
No.
No.
No, really, seriously, there's no effort to...
We don't have any exercise equipment in there right now.
Walking or anything. I'm just curious about that.
Eventually they may put something in there, a treadmill or something.
Yeah.
Motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective June 17, 2015 to RBCI, Inc. of Eastern Maryland for Sussex County Project 1405 Emergency Medical Services South Coastal Station 105, and further that change order 2, final change order 2, be approved in the amount of $2,035, thereby increasing the contract total from $507,660 to $509,695, and extend the contract term by 21 calendar days, and that final payment be made and retainage paid upon completion of the punch list items in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Thank you, Council.
So moved. So moved.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second,
second.
Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Sounds very practical, yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Helen Nair. Wow, here's a new name.
Helen was hired, it's not been recently, but is hired by the engineering department. She's one of our new project engineers and helping us on the airport. And I wouldn't say she's the Bob Jones replacement, but helping. There is no replacing Bob Jones.
Thanks, Helen.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My item on the agenda is to present change order number 1 and substantial completion for the Rehabilitate Taxiway A South project. Contract number 1414, constructed by Georgia Lynch Incorporated. Change order 1 reduces 4 of the contract items to final quantities and adds 4 new items for joint and crack sealing in several areas of the airfield, as well as modifications to 2 stormwater structures. This change order reduces the contract amount by $42.25 to a revised contract total of $492,263.60. We anticipate that the final change order will further reduce the contract total. The project started on April 13th, 2015, and was substantially complete on May 8th. Any questions?
You have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number one for contract number 1414, Rehabilitate Taxiway A South, be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $40,042.25 for a new total of $493,263.60. And that substantial completion be granted effective May 8th, 2015, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. And you come back more often. You come back with minus numbers. We like that. It'll come back in more with up changes, with all down stuff. Steve Hudson. But this won't be a decrease.
Mm-hmm. Every time he comes, it costs us money.
It costs us $500,000 last month. $493,000.
Especially when he does it himself.
Tina.
Should be the next screen. There we go.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'd like to bring before you a project this afternoon. It's an airport project that we are anticipating FAA grant funding to complete. This is a two-part project, including taxiway lighting and expanding Delmarva Power supply lines into our airfield area. We did open bids. This was SC Project 1511. Our bid opening date was June the 18th. And our project goal is to award a bid to replace an existing direct buried cable system that is approximately 40 years old. And that would be this area right here. That actually was a runway many years ago, and then it was converted, and all they actually did was change the light fixtures, the tops, and we're just estimating that system is about 40 years old. So the project scope is to replace its 52 fixtures, about 6,500 feet of cable, and replace those taxiway edge light fixtures with base cans. The new total is about 8,500 because we have to make connection back to our vault area and do proper grounding, cable, conduit, so forth. We did open bids, and on the next sheet, we do have our bid results. Tudor Electric out of Dover, Delaware, being our low bidder, $262,380. We did receive four bids. We actually did have seven local contractors bid on this, which we were impressed with. The second part of this project consists of power supply extension with Delmarva Power. Our project goal is to sign an agreement with Delmarva Power to extend power supply lines to future vault locations and provide dual power feeds to the airport and industrial park. What we have, if I can, that's pretty rough.
Wow.
Cool. Boston's got technology, doesn't he?
Hey, that's pretty cool. That's Dwayne, not Todd. Dwayne.
What we have presently, none of this is in place. Mm-hmm. We have an existing power connection here, and an existing power connection over here. And since we've added our runway extension, we have lighting that comes from our vault area, which is approximately here, all the way down here, and that's fed from this vault. And those runs have now become too long, so we need basically new primary services to power this equipment. Also, with the planned expansions, this will give gives us plenty of room for growth. It'll all be three-phase. We'll be pushing toward the future.
Well, I didn't see on this report, what was the engineering estimate of this cost to be before you bid it?
Engineering estimate after, and this was scaled back a little bit, was about $295,000, $300,000.
Okay. And you used the term a while ago, I'm telling you how you said it, mm-hmm. but yeah, but you thought we get FAA funding.
Yes.
When do we know we get FAA funding? After we spent the money, maybe we don't get it, or?
No.
I'm going to check. Comes
Mr. Rizzo?
Okay.
We have met extensively with the FAA through the winter. They have approved the concept of the project. They have programmed the money. Now, once council approves this today, we will submit our grant application. They needed to have our grant application by July 2nd. That's why Steve was rushing to get this project and get the bid together and get us an agreement with Delmarva Power. So Steve's motion is going to be approve the contract award, approve the agreement with Delmarva Power, and it's contingent upon FAA approving the funding. Again, they have the money programmed. You approve, pass this motion today. We'll submit the application to FAA. They'll get it tomorrow. We should receive our grant award, we expect, by early August.
And what they're going to fund, Mike, is the whole project?
Yes.
The DP&L part of it, too?
That is correct.
Okay. Very good.
All right.
You have a motion?
Yes. It's a long one.
Okay.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the County Council approve the award of Sussex County Project 1511, install taxiway lights, including electrical vault improvements, to Tudor Electric Incorporated of Dover, Delaware, at the bid amount of $262,380. And also approve an agreement with Delmarva Power in the amount of $268,304 to extend power supply lines on the airport property per Sussex County Project 1511 drawings, contingent upon the approval of funding from the Federal Aviation Administration.
Good job. Pleasure, Council. Mm-hmm.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, and I like the new logo on the top left.
Oh, yeah.
How about
Mr. Wilson?
I don't think that logo on the left is official yet.
The heck it isn't.
Your vote on this, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your vote's yes. My vote's yes. Motion carried. Thank
okay.
you.
Fisher,
I just borrowed
the FAA approved that logo.
You're all right. You're all right.
We heard from the FAA this week that the local Harrisburg FAA office has, they do not officially endorse or approve changes of airport names, but they will start the process of changing all their documentation to reflect the change that you all approved. So that is as close to approve from the FAA that we will get.